What are we witnessing here? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The poll figures are unmistakable. Mike Huckabee, who was a second-tier Republican, is now the clear front runner in Iowa. One poll has him at 39%, 16% ahead of second-place Mitt Romney. And the reason? That he's the governor from Hope, Arkansas? That he believes in giving in-state college tuition to the children of illegal immigrants? His willingness to negotiate with Iran? I can't help him with Republicans. Is it his affability? Losing all that weight, the way he easily diffuses tough questions? Maybe. But it was a not-so-tough question 3 weeks ago that revealed what he thinks is the real reason.
What do you attribute this surge to?
There's only one explanation for it, and it's not a human one.
He was, of course, referring to divine intervention.
It's the same power that helped a little boy with two fish and five loaves feed a crowd of 5,000 people.
Now, in New Hampshire, Romney is still far ahead with 32%, and Huckabee a distant fourth. But remember the story.
There literally are thousands of people across this country who are praying that a little will become much.
And it's happening under the radar, where the pundits can't see.
And I'm enjoying every minute of their trying to figure it out. And until they look at it from a just experience beyond human, they'll never figure it out. And that's probably just as well. That's honestly why it's happening.
John McCain may have the endorsement of the newspapers, but Mike Huckabee is convinced that he has the only endorsement that really matters. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.